In these two examples, we'll show how former network leaders have prepared their successors for the role. First of all is a neurodiversity network within a tech company. Their leader identified that an ideal candidate was emerging based on the team meetings they were having. One member was particularly talented at crafting robust strategies based on data, but was very uncomfortable speaking in front of crowds. With occasional events such as inclusive coding camps and panel discussions in the pipeline, their leader decided to offer a program of shadowing where the candidate could join them for public speaking occasions and see if they could find ways to make this a more comfortable experience. This began with the candidate simply sitting on stage while the leader delivered their talks, then built up to them introducing themselves as a co-chair before leaving the stage, to eventually giving the open 5-minute speech about their current activities and strategy, a subject area that they were comfortable with. This alone took nearly a year, so while it was successful and led to the candidate accepting the leadership position, it demonstrates the need to have an open skills assessment and plenty of time for phased development. Secondly, we heard from another network about how their usual stakeholder map wasn't detailed enough for their leadership handover and required a more nuanced approach. The leader of an engineering firm's gender network, based in Germany, had become accustomed to working with the global network leader based in the US and developed an approach which allowed them to diverge somewhat from the global approach when it came to local events. Whereas the US, on a local basis, had a culture of celebration, their European colleagues preferred to tackle systemic problems in a way that were interpreted as positive and productive there, but which to the US seemed like they were being overly critical and rejecting their goodwill and optimism. It took some time for the leaders to reconcile their approaches, but by focusing on the outcomes and vision rather than the execution, they had come to an understanding. As the German leader prepared to end their tenure, they needed to make sure that they got their successor and the global network leader together to help them hit the ground running with this cross-cultural dynamic and spare them the time that it took them to get to that point.